Okay. So you'd like to see that on the WPFW website, basically.
Yeah, I just a comment or something, say, you know, if you're like Sarah, old and decrepit, then go to the Pacifica Foundation election website, and, you know, and you'll find out whether you got elected or not.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much.
But I knew one thing for sure. I knew if I came to this meeting, you'd tell me what to do. So that worked out great. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Is there any other comments from the community? If y'all want to roll, don't stop now. Okay. Any more comments from the community? You have the floor. Going once. Going twice. Okay, that's it. Okay, we will continue on with the meeting. Thank you for the comments that we have from both of our community members that spoke. Thank you so much. Okay, I have hands up. Sabu?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell Ms. Shaw and stuff that Vinny is in the office on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Usually after 3 o'clock, you know, he's not in there in the morning. So if you're trying to communicate with him, those are the best times to catch him. Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday, from 3 on 2.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All righty. Okay. We're going to go back to, our discussions now. I believe Kathleen was first and then Vanessa. Kathleen, you now have the floor.
Yes, thank you. I'm hopeful that I'm coming through clearly. So, first of all, I'd like to say what everyone knows, the importance of the minutes. They are the document most importantly, of decisions that we make. Less important who shot John and who said what, but it is important documentation when there's a motion and a vote. So it is important that they're accurate, and I disagree somewhat with the characterization that it's editing. So I don't consider it editing when one feels like that it's not an accurate reflection, for example, of the substance of a motion. So I don't really understand what the parliamentarian said in terms of the process. It wasn't clear to me. I do agree that minutes should not be changed ahead of time when the minutes have been sent out. Whenever I send my corrections, I send like a strikeout or put my lettering in and leave the original there and send them to everyone. So we must all see proposed corrections ahead of time, not at the meeting, but ahead of time, so that we all have a chance to look at what someone is proposing for a change. So that's my only sort of substantive comment about looking at when someone, and this is not about editing, it's about accuracy. And I have been involved with making suggestions where what concerned me was the accuracy of a motion or the accuracy of a decision made. So I just think that people need to see proposed changes ahead of time, and then that gives us all a chance at the meeting itself to decide whether we agree with a proposed correction or change in accuracy. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Vanessa?
I don't really think I could have said it any better than Kathleen just did. I agree with the point that the parliamentarian made in terms of they are corrections, they are proposed corrections. And I agree with everything else that Kathleen said, especially in terms of process. It's got to be sent to the LSB, not just to the secretary, because it's the LSB that has to vote on it collectively. So.
I see. Okay, John, you have your hand up.
Yes, I do, Mr. Chair.
Okay, I'm going to let Don Grimes go first, and then you can go after, and that you'll be the last one. Go ahead,
Hey, thanks a lot. My only concern is that, you know, how this will be done. I hope that we can do it in an orderly way that doesn't, you know, involve a string of emails. It's just difficult to follow that way. So I think what Kathleen said, you know, you have some concerns, you strike out, you show us what your concerns are, but I think there should be some kind of order to it and not just random emails coming to people with a lot of changes. Maybe there's a time when they come in or something, a deadline or something like that. That's all I'd like to suggest.
Okay. Okay. Okay, John?
Yes. Yeah, I want to thank Kathleen for her comments because she sounded like a parliamentarian, and that's very much appreciated. And like Vanessa said, it would be very difficult for me to say it better than that. I do just want to add one thing, and that is I like the fact that she said that these should not be called edits. They're proposals, and I think we went over that at the last meeting. I think you all remember me telling you that do not call them edits. There are proposed amendments. So now to make the minutes go faster at a meeting, I agree with Vanessa that if you have a proposed amendment to the minutes, you send it to everybody so that when you get to the meeting, they know ahead of time that this is the correction that you want to make and you know it already and you can make it fast. And the last thing is that typographical errors and errors in grammar, sentence structure, and those kinds of things, they can be amended without objection. You don't need to have to vote on whether to put the word is instead of I if it's bad grammar or whatever. It should be without objection. Let's change this and make the grammar correct. And with that, I'll turn the floor back over to the chair.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. We're not going to linger on this one, because I somewhat disagree with some of what was said, especially, the part about sending the, any corrections or whatever you want to call them corrections to the minutes to the whole board, because the whole board has the option to, if they see something in the minutes, they have the option to make that correction themselves. If they looking at the read the minutes and they don't see nothing and they don't make no corrections, the whole board doesn't need to see if one person says, well, I think we should have added this or this was missing. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's a correction or an edit. This is just something that that might have been missed. But whatever you want to call it, we haven't, I mean, like I said, we haven't had any problems except for the last meeting this whole year with getting the minutes done quickly and efficiently. So I think we're reading much too much into even address the minutes. The minutes have been going fine. The minutes that we only address the minutes, maybe 5 minutes now, as opposed to last year when we was addressing it over and over again. So it doesn't, it just send, when Ellen sends out her, cause we already agreed upon this and already have this already done. And now you want to go back and change something. No, it's been working fine as it is. We had an isolated incident. And we'll look at it as an isolated incident. There's not no need to change anything. We don't want to send the every correction to all of the whole board. The corrections, if you have a correction or something that you want to add to the minutes, send it to Ellen just like you've been doing. And then she'll make it. And then she sends out everything that everybody has done. That's when she sends it out to the board. And then if the board, they look at it, if they don't have any more corrections, by the time we get to the meeting, that's why we have no problems. You have any objections? No, you got an objection? Maybe so, which we had one, but we can easily looking to straighten out. It's been working. Some things don't need to be addressed. That's not an issue. We got bigger fish to fry than be concerned about the way the minutes are, the change in what the way we do the minutes. The minutes have been fine. So with that, I will move on to I believe, this is the person that can answer all of this for you. Ellen, you have the floor. Ellen, you have your hand up, you have the floor.
I know y'all don't like to get emails from me, but I think it would be best that I'll write an email to you and let you know what happened ever since 2016 when I was the secretary, rather than take up time in the meeting. Okay? Go on.
All right. Thank you very much. I totally agree. Okay. Now we will go to the unfinished business. We have a motion to reestablish advisory committee duties that was sent out to you all almost 3 weeks ago. I think it was sent out maybe 2 or 3 days after the last meeting, as a matter of fact. So there were only 2 requested modifications to the to reestablish the advisory committee duties. And those two modifications were made by Dennis Williams and myself. Okay, let me see. So I guess there won't be too many objections except for these two, the two modifications that were sent out. Dennis, you want to address yours or you want me to go ahead?
Can you refresh our memory on what you're talking about here?
This is the proposed reiteration of all of the committee's duties that was sent out, and we talked about it at the last meeting. I said I was going to send it out.
I'm good. Thank you very much.
You're good. Okay. And there was only Dennis. I'm asking Dennis. Do you want to address?
Yeah. My suggestion is basically what we already discussed in the. When you assigned out the various duties of the LSB to the different advisory committees, you still included in the outreach committee the fundraising function was still in the outreach committee in that list. So as we discussed earlier, I think that should be not listed under that committee. That's all.
Okay. So, and let me ask you this. Am I understanding you to say that the outreach committee want to turn the fundraising function of that committee back to the LSB?
Yes. So the way it would be set up now is that if anybody looked at the structure of the LSB, if we did it this way, then that committee would have the primary responsibility for any fundraising. And I think that should be a responsibility of the committee as a whole, but I certainly think it should not be vested in that particular advisory committee because development is, I mean, that's one of the major things that we're here to do as a board.
Okay. I'm hoping that most of the board read these, because you sent it out, on the 20th, I believe you sent it out 3 Mondays ago. 2 Mondays ago, on the 20th, October the 20th, whatever that Monday was, October the 26th or 25th is when you sent it out. And I just want to say it just appeared to me that even though you took the development out of the name, that still should not take the fundraising part out like it sounds like you all are trying to do and put it back to the board. Because then that gives y'all less responsibility in putting back on the board, and the board gave it to the outreach committee for that purpose. That's why we designate the committee. My understanding because I've been there 5 years, that's why the outreach was handling that to keep the LSB from doing it. And it sounds like you want to turn it back over to the LSB. So it's up to the board to decide if they want to accept that back or not.
Yep.
Okay. And the only other input I got was for the program committee. Everything stands as is. I just added that the LSB program committee still because they control the LSB show planning committee, and they need to still provide the LSB related quality programming of the LSB show, which they have been doing, with the only exception that the LSB show planning committee has not been submitting reports to the program committee for us to know what's happening on the LSB show, what their plans are. We don't usually get, the board has not received an itinerary for what's going to be happening on the LSB show or anything for the last 3 or 4 months, if not longer. So the program committee should be still responsible for making sure that the LSB show planning committee, which is the committee that they created, and still make sure that they still are reporting to the LSB at our meetings exactly what's planned for the end of the month, which hasn't happened in a minute. So that's my only change to add on to what we have on as far as those proposed reiteration of duties.
Chair, Vanessa to the stack, please.
Okay, well,
I've got my hand.
I got you, Kathleen. You ain't got to say nothing. I got this. Kathleen was first. You have the floor, Kathleen.
I'm sorry. Thank you. I will speak very briefly because I might wish to speak again depending on the discussion. I wanted to support Dennis and the other folks on the outreach committee. I don't know what was intended when the outreach and development or fundraising committee was created, but I agree that the community outreach is extremely important and can involve a lot of different activities and a lot of energy from that committee. We have spoken about WPFW needing to have a development director, which it does. And so I think that this development / fundraising needs to be understood as a very large and complex duty that should have a full-time staff person supporting whatever committee is established. So I just strongly favor, shifting development / fundraising away from that committee. If we want to set up a separate development committee or whatever, but I think that its importance and significance deserves its own committee. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Vanessa, you're next. You have the floor.
So, in terms of the change that you propose for the program committee, I agree. It has taken on the function of the LSB show, and it started off with gangbusters, and it was, coming and recruiting LSB members on a regular basis. So I agree that there needs to be, some sort of a report, some accountability in terms of, what's happening with that. And also, in terms of just trying to, the bylaws, lays out what the role of the program committee is, which, if I'm not oversimplifying it, to assist the program director. And so I don't know how to address the issue of the program committee not doing something that the program director asked them to do, a specific task, but engaging in all of these other activities that really seem to be outside of their focus and realm. So I really don't know how to address that. I've tried to address it previously, but that didn't work. So
Roger that. Question.
You finished, Vanessa? Are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. 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 Well, that's the purpose of these.
Ron to the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ron. Okay, I didn't hear you, Ron. Go ahead, Ron. And then Martha.
Yeah. Just to answer what Vanessa was just saying about how to make the program committee let's put it this way. The role and function of the program committee will be determined by the LSB. And there seems to be, some, misunderstanding about, what the role of the program committee is, but it's always been at the purview of the LSB. So any direction, any mandates that come out of that program committee have to be approved by the LSB. And that's why the LSB has to be, the new LSB is going to have to be involved in this dialogue about the role and function and expectations of the LSB. So there's accountability available, through what we have right now. It just has to be understood and utilized.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ron. Martha?
Yeah, I think someone said that no report about the LSB show is given at the program committee. Is that correct?
Well, I meant to say LSB committee. I mean, the LSB. It's not, I don't know what's going on with them. They may have given y'all, but in the program committee reports, we have heard nothing about what's coming up for the LSB show until the show actually happens. So before we were getting reports, we were having an idea what to look forward to and was able to give input on, but that hasn't happened in some months now.
Okay. Because normally we get a report from the Sabu, the LSB host. We normally get a report from the program committee. He gives us a report, so I guess we just weren't getting it to the LSB.
Right, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Arthur?
Yes, so okay, go ahead, Sabu.
Yeah,
Oh wait a minute, I'm sorry, hold it. Donna had her hand up first. You next after Donna. Go ahead, Donna.
No, I was just going to, no, I will defer because, Sabu is really leading this effort. Okay. And I understand what you're saying. We did that at one time and we do still plan to, bring on LSB members. You know, that's one of the things we've talked about. So I'll let Sabu talk about it. He works with Thomas and others on that.
Okay. I report to the, program committee. Donna does check and ask me what I'm going to be doing when she was present, you know, prior to her not being here and since she's been back. So I do share that information with her, but I do need to make sure that I do a report so that she can conclude it in the programming committee because we're a subcommittee inside of the program. So there's no need for me to be on the agenda. I don't want to get, so I'll make sure that in the future, you know, I'll let her know what we're going to do at the show, who's going to be there, stuff like that. But there is some, structure there as far as what's happening. It just hasn't been passed up to the, the chair and the vice chair.
Okay. And that's all I'm saying is that, y'all been doing a pretty good job. It seems like the show's getting better and better every month, but the LSB has not been informed like they're supposed to be. So I don't care if the LSB, if you don't want to be on the agenda, you don't have to, but, somebody from that program committee, being that you're a subcommittee,
make that report.
Should be reporting, like letting the LSB know who's going to be on the show and what's happening at the LSB meetings. And that, like I said, was happening before, but it hasn't happened since probably May or June.
To some people's liking, probably I term out next month. So, but I'm the chair of the LSB show. Right. So, I would like to know prior to December, because I've got the end of November and one more show in December. In my terming out, I do know that some people stay on and keep committees and do different things. So, if there's any problem with that from anybody, anything, they need to address that now. Cause if not, then I would like to keep that, involvement with the LSB show. If that is legal.
Okay.
You know, is that, and I'm not sure, sure people like Ron, the man, and other people might know about that, but I know there are some, board members who aren't on the board anymore, but they're still doing programs.
Right, exactly. So that lets you know that.
Didn't think it was a problem, but I just want to check, put that out there to the board,
Okay.
you know.
Okay. No, that is not a problem. You have people that's not even working at a radio station or doing things still on committees. They don't have to be, you know, just because they're not on the board. You have a lot of people that's on committees that's not on the board. So, you know, you that's not, that's not violating anything.
Okay.
Okay. Kathleen, you have your hand up? Well, that's from last time.
No, I still do. I mean, I said I might want to speak again.
Okay.
I want to wait if everyone else has made their comments on the committees, which is the item. I had one more comment I want to make.
Okay. Well, if you want, I got one more person, which is Thomas Blanton, and then you can go after Thomas Blanton, and that you'll be the last one.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Blanton?
Yes, I think after the comments on the reporting cleared up, we're clear with that. As a co-host on the show, my struggle has been to get the show to reflect the LSB. If we are the channel between the community and the station, to hear from the LSB, to get the LSB involved in what the issues are that the community should know. That's been my concern. I don't know how many months I've been working on it now, 3 or 4 months, on the LSB show. So that is the one concern I have. We tried to engage in a 3-part series. You know, we had Jerry, we had Arthur, and we wanted to invite Katia in that domain. You know, again, if WPFW represents the community, you know, when do we talk back, you know, directly as the operating entities within the WPFW structure? It seems like we were invited as community people to be on the LSB. But once we get on the LSB, people think that we're part of the superstructure of the Pacifica Network. And we're just community people. Someone charged the other day that, LSB members, yada, 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 you know, are in this, you know, this apparatus of Pacifica. I'm not, you know, I don't get paid by Pacifica, you know, and I think the majority of people on the LSB don't get paid, you know, to do what they're doing. They're volunteers. We don't lose our community status because we're in this, these volunteer positions in the LSB. So I like to invite people to take part, you know, to say what they have to say and use us as a mechanism because we're reporting back to the community.
Okay.
Ron to the stack.
Okay.
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay, wait a minute, hold it. I said after and I'm gonna see some people say, why do you keep repeating yourself? I keep repeating myself because I have to say stuff for you all to get it. I say after Thomas Blanton, I said, Kathleen is next. That would be the last one. So Kathleen.
Well, wait a minute. Kathleen has already spoken.
Wait a minute. Hold it. I got this. If I've given her permission to speak and be the last one before we go any further, that is it. There's no further discussion on that, sir. Okay. Kathleen, as I stated earlier, if you had a problem with that, you should have said that when I stated. If you had a disagreement, nobody disagreed. So it is what it is. Kathleen, you have the floor.
Thank you. Very briefly, I have noticed in program committee minutes that it appears that the program committee is involved with developing evaluation materials for at least the program director, if not the station manager. And obviously that doesn't fall within the purview of the program committee. I think they've stepped into the breach. So I would ask the chair to consider how the LSB is going to implement its responsibility to evaluate the station manager and the program director, whether that's establishing an evaluation committee or whatever it is, but it should not be in the program committee. I would propose that in my opinion, and I think steps need to be taken to establish what committee, either of the whole or an advisory committee to the LSB, is tasked with handling that. Thank you.
Okay. Only thing I'm going to say on that, Kathleen, is that it's already in writing, and that's what we're getting ready to talk about now. So if you read the read those proposed duties of the LSB advisory committees as updated, which is what I sent out almost a month ago now. Like I said, 2 days after the meeting, it's in there about the new coming evaluation committee forthcoming pending LSB approval. It's all in this document that we're getting ready to vote on right now. So that would answer your question by looking at that and see there is a evaluation committee proposed to handle all of these duties and not the program committee.
I'm so sorry for failure to prepare, and I really mean that. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm signing off.
Okay. So you sign off, stay where you at. Okay. So now, in regards to the proposal, now this is, of course, we need to decide if you all want to, do you all want to vote on acceptance of this, but we still have the proposed by the amendments by Dennis and myself as far as the program committee and the LSB show, and Dennis's committee rather to turn the major fundraising part of the outreach back over to the LSB. So okay, I'm gonna ask the board what would they like to vote on first in regards to Dennis's proposal to have the major fundraising back turned back over to the LSB. Do we have any? Okay, we'll just take a vote on it. How about that? Okay, Ellen, we're going to take
Chair,
a vote.
Point of order. Is there specific language for this?
It's in the proposed duties of the advisory committee.
Not the amendments.
Oh, the amendment. Okay. Yeah, Dennis sent it out. Dennis sent this out 2 Mondays ago.
Oh, it's fine. All right.
Do y'all want me to read it?
Yes, please.
Okay, I will read it. So y'all need to read these things that we're sending out. This is what takes unnecessary time that you all keep talking about. Okay, but I'm going to read it. Dennis proposes that the item to assist in radio station fundraising activities be removed from the outreach committee, outreach and development committee, now the community outreach, and reserved as a function of the LSB as a committee of the whole. This removes the obligation of that subcommittee to hold profit-making events, which seems to be at odds with its other duties. This change also requires the entire LSB to focus on the critical issue of fundraising on a scale beyond the abilities of a small handful of volunteers. Note that this change would not prevent the community outreach committee from planning a public event that engages the community and promotes the radio station and also raises some funds. His amendment along with the, is still with the, already the proposed one. He just requesting that change. Does everybody understand that? What he's requesting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Okay.
Without objection, Mr. Chair.
You have what?
Without objection.
Well, that's what I'm getting ready to ask now. I'm getting ready to ask, does anybody have any objections to Dennis's amendment as I just read? Okay, so the language that he has placed in there will be added on to the duties of the LSB Advisory Committee as updated. So that means the LSB will now be responsible for the major fundraising. And we'll put that in language after we finish the votes on this. Okay. The other was that, which I don't think we're going to have any objections on this. The other one was for the program committee to continue to provide LSB-related quality programming of the LSB show and notifications to the LSB at the meetings prior to the show. Are there any objections to that one? And let me read that. I mean, did everybody read what the program committee, what their what their duties are? Is there any misunderstandings about that? Because all I did was use the language from the bylaws. So, and I just added that on to the bylaws about the LSB show. Okay, are there any objections to that language being added to the proposed duties of committees update?
Excuse me, Chair, I'm sorry. Where do I find this additional language?
I just read it. The additional language was the amendment that me and Dennis that added on to what was already established by the bylaws.
With regards to the program committee, not the outreach.
No, we already did the outreach committee. That's what we just, you know, there was
no. I'm asking about the program committee, the LSB show part. Where do I find that written down?
Okay, now you're not going to find, this was my proposal. This is my proposed amendment for the motion.
Got it.
So it's not written yet. This is just added to the duties of the program committee, because that's what we're doing. We're reestablishing and making sure everybody knows what each committee is responsible for. Okay, Lou, you have a question?
Yes, with regard to the duties of the programming committee, you said there's language on that. Could you read that, please?
Okay, you want the whole thing?
Yes, please.
Okay. The program committee is to work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purpose of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of the listeners, demographic, and communities geographically served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectable manner to provide quality programming. And the part that the language that I've added on to that was to continue to provide LSB related quality programming of the LSB show and report to the LSB, at the LSB meetings, the contents of the forthcoming show. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so are there any objections?
A question, Mr. Chair.
Okay, what's your question, sir?
My question is this. All right, so you're saying that the top part of that language is all of that is taken directly from the bylaws?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Okay, and my other question is this. The proviso in terms of all the committees, all the committees, regardless of what they are, according to the bylaws, are they advisory?
Yes, they are. Well, all the committees are advisory committees. All of them are advisory committees. LSB is the board, and all of the committees are advisory committees. That's the proper language to use. We've just been calling them, committees, but they're advisory committees. And if the committee has a committee, like the program committee is the only committee that has a subcommittee, which is the LSB planning show planning committee. That's the only subcommittee that we have, but the rest of them are advisory committees. And that's the term.
I just wanted to make that clear.
Okay.
Because that language, doesn't say advisory.
Right. But the language in the section that addresses this says it calls them advisory committees.
Right, and that's all I wanted to be clear about. So
okay.
I'm good.
And that's in the bylaws.
Thank you for that clarification.
I'm using bylaws terminology because I can't go wrong going by the book.
Mr. Chair,
Wait a minute, Kathleen.
Sorry. Okay.
Were you finished, Ron?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I just have a clarification question, please. I think that it's the program committee, but the question just asked referred to programming committee. So I just wanted to clarify that the name is program committee, not programming committee.
Oh, program committee.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay. So now, are there any objections to the language for the proposed duties of the program committee? Going once, going twice, okay. Okay, we will submit the completed copy with with all the duties from for the proposed duties as being accepted. Okay, the last thing would be the evaluation committee, which I say is forthcoming, pending LSB approval. The evaluation committee, which I'm pretty sure if y'all have read it, it describes exactly what they're supposed to do. And of course, and this is in accordance with the bylaws again. Actually, they used to be called the MAS committee, but I just thought it would be better to call them exactly what they are, the evaluation committee. So it wouldn't be no confusion about what it is that they do, because it's right there in their title, instead of reestablishing or calling it the MAS committee. Okay, the evaluation committee is to screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of general manager of its respective radio station, from which pool of approved candidates, the executive director shall hire the station's general manager. The LSB may appoint a special subcommittee for this program, for this purpose, to prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's general manager. Both the executive director and the LSB may initiate the process to fire a station general manager. However, to effectuate it, both the executive director and the LSB must agree to fire said general manager. If the executive director and the LSB cannot agree, the decision to terminate or retain said general manager shall be made by the board of directors. Also, to screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of station program director, from which pool of approved candidates the station's general manager shall hire the station's program director. The LSB may appoint a special subcommittee for that purpose. To prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's program director. This is what the evaluation committee would do. We would set up that committee and forthcoming pending LSB approval. So now, does anybody have any objections to the creation of an evaluation committee with the duties that as I just stated?
Chair Vanessa, to the stack, please.
Okay, Vanessa.
Okay, it's a comment, and just in terms of the title, part of the function of that committee is search and evaluation. So I think only to refer to it as an evaluation committee, you know, it maybe lends itself to its purpose being misunderstood. So I guess I'm suggesting inserting search or something equivalent to that so that the complete purpose is contained in the name.
Ron, notice that.
Okay, Ron, go ahead.
I've had my hand up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah. Ron, go first.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For the next year, the program committee has been creating templates for GM evaluation and PD evaluation, and June 3rd, I sent you one of the templates for the DM and the PD evaluation. So we have been working on that, and we're going to present it to the LSB, and I think Donna was going to speak on that also.
Okay. Okay, Ron?
Yeah, the evaluation, an evaluation committee, is necessary. However, it should be understood that that committee serves, you know, the whole. The entire LSB needs to be a part of that process. For
you know, for a variety of reasons. So the formation of a creation or the creation of a evaluation, specifically an evaluation committee, you know, could be in our best interest as long as the entire board is part of that process to talk about, you know, to make that determination as to what those criteria are going to be, those evaluation criteria are going to be. Now, I'm going to bring this up also because HR, Pacifica HR, is also involved in the evaluation process. So any policy or attempt to evaluate GM or the PD will have to be in line with current Pacifica policy or proposed Pacifica policy. So that's my comment, you know, that yes, specifically an evaluation committee, if we have a need for another general manager or another program director, then we'll, you know, create a search committee, you know, for that. But I don't want to connect the two. I say yes to an evaluation committee of the whole. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And understand, when we create this committee, the LSB is still the governing force because it's still an advisory committee as well. So we still have that. Okay. Donna Grimes, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thank you.
You will have the final say. I mean, top right here. No more after Donna. Go ahead.
Appreciate it. I just wanted to be clear that the program committee was developing tools based on the position descriptions and similar models. And so, you know, we were not usurping this idea of, you know, we were not going to evaluate the GM or the PD, but we sent that out, and we sent out the description for the GM evaluation. The tool for the GM evaluation is ready. The tool for the PD evaluation is coming. And we want them to be, you know, reflective of whoever the GM or the PD are, but reflective of that position. And I don't think it's a problem for us to, you know, we thought we had the authority to do that. And a lot of effort has been spent so far communicating with others about and looking at tools to see how we could do this best. And so, yeah, I'm certainly in favor of however the LSB wants to do that. And I think all of those on the program committee are as well. But this was a way to move the ball forward because it's been so long since. Well, when have they been evaluated? When have people in those positions been evaluated? We don't remember. It was before all of our time, probably.
Yes, indeed. That's right.
And so, you know, so we're offering a tool that can be used, and then whoever is going to do the evaluation or head up that, they can take it from there. So I just want to be really clear about that. And I don't want to throw out the hard work that's been done for about a year now to develop this, develop this tool. So thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, and let me say this to Donna and Martha. Understand that y'all have worked diligently too, because I've seen part of the work. I haven't seen all of it, but I've seen some of it, and I know that it looks like it's, from what I've seen, it looks like it's a great tool. But when we create this evaluation committee, you all can still get on that committee as well and still share your tools with that committee and your input on that committee. You know, remember, this is a new committee. So we don't we don't have a chairman. We don't have members. We don't have anything yet. So all of you all's work would not have gone in vain. We want to use all of these tools that you all have already been working on, but we just wanted to be under the evaluation committee, and it's not the programs committee's responsibility.
Right.
And I just want to make that clear. Okay.
Was there a point of information?
Okay. What's your point of information, sir?
I think it's important that I share this. The PNB also came up with evaluation protocols, some new evaluation protocols, that don't follow normal models because of Pacifica. So I'm not sure if the committee is aware of that when they were developing their tools. I don't know what kind of communication they had with Pacifica when they were developing their tools, but but that's the tool that we're going to have to use, whatever Pacifica model is. So, just want to just make that understood. Thank you.
Well, let me ask you this, because your point of information is well taken, and what I'd like to know is, with you having said that, because that should have been in some of the, in a PNB report somewhere, because this is, all of this is new to us. Mm-hmm. And if this is what you're saying is true, are you saying that we should, before we continue with a vote on this evaluation committee now, are you saying maybe we should wait till next month or when? We don't know what the status of this because y'all never.
I'm not suggesting that at all. I say no, we can go ahead and take the vote. I'm just saying that, I mean, this is not a static situation. There's other information out there that the new evaluation committee will be working with. So that's all I'm saying. I'm just making them aware that there's new information out there that could be highly relevant.
Okay.
So I don't say delay the vote. No, you can take the vote.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Well, I believe that was all for the proposed duties of the advisory committee, for the updates. And we can now take a vote on if you all want to accept them with the, with Dennis's and I amendments and the proposed forthcoming, the proposal of the evaluation committee. I'll do the same thing I did for the rest of them. Are there any objections to a forthcoming, LSB committee? Evaluation committee. Are there any objections to that as you've heard it this evening? Went once, going twice. Oh, okay, wait a minute. We got a hand. Okay, go ahead. Is that Julie? Yes.
It's not about, the point I wanted to make is about the whole package in general or another aspect, the finance committee aspect,
Okay, you know you're interrupting the vote now. Is this got something to do with the vote?
Well, yeah, but I thought what we're voting on is just the change to the evaluation committee component, not the whole package.
No, we're voting on the proposed duties, all of the proposed duties that we went over tonight for all of the committees. And like I said, we sent this out almost a month ago so that everybody could have any input on it. If you didn't have any input, that means that it was okay as it was, except for these amendments that nobody put amendments in there except for me and Dennis, and I just read those.
Okay, well, I deeply apologize for my service to the PNB, which I spend like hours every week on other meetings. And so I miss the fact that what is on the list for the finance committee is it says that the finance committee will make quarterly reports to the foundation's board of directors. I don't know that you mean that.
Okay.
The
finance committee, because we have all the committees were listed. The finance committee is to review and approve the station's budget and make quarterly reports to the foundation's board of directors regarding the station's budget, actual income and expenditures. I didn't read that because it's the same as it always has been.
But I think that's the point of the national finance committee, not the local finance committee, that it's to make reports to the local station board, not quarterly reports to the
Okay. Well, all I'm saying is that there was no change to the finance, what the finance committee does. Now, do you want to add some language to say that if you want to, which, like I said, you could have done it because it's been out all this time. But if you want to add language, then tell me what the language you want added so we can go ahead and move on with this vote.
What I would like to do is strike Foundation's Board of Directors and substitute Local Station Board.
Okay, well, we can't strike that because this is the Pacifica bylaws language that's already there. So you can't strike that because it's already in the, and this is for the local station boards. This language is specifically in Article 7 for the local.
No, that's for the National Finance Committee.
Who's yelling?
Oh. Yeah, that was Nancy.
Not for the National. Let me go back to it.
I'm sorry, Arthur, there is no description for the local finance committee in the bylaws.
Okay, Article 7 says local station boards. And this is the language that I got everything from, for the local station boards. And so, and this is what it says for the finance committee under the local station boards. And the articles, that's 7. Okay. Article, yeah, this is, okay. And Article 7, where
you at? I found it, Arthur.
You found it under Article 7.
Yes.
It's, Article
Section
7,
3.
Section 3. And that's, what was that?
But if I may add, Arthur, the point is that you've included in your description here of the committees, you left out the preamble to that section. You just started with the enumerated paragraphs, and the first one is the Finance Committee.
Right, exactly.
Right. Yeah. But the preamble says, each LSB acting as a standing committee of the Foundation's Board of Directors shall have the following powers, duties, and responsibilities. It doesn't say these are the committees. It says the LSB. So the LSB, and this is the part you can't change. The LSB is what makes quarterly reports to the Foundation's Board of Directors.
I'm not, where did I change that? I didn't change that. I didn't change that.
But by leaving it out and saying that the Finance Committee does that, that's, okay, I give up. I don't care.
No, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. You're just saying I needed to add the premiable in there. Right? Just add the premiable.
Right, because it's not the local finance committee that makes quarterly reports to the foundation's board. It's the LSB that does that. Now, we never ever do that, but that's beside the point.
Okay. Okay, so what do you want at this point?
Well, I think it doesn't make sense to say that the Finance Committee for PFW makes reports to the local, to the Foundation Board of Directors. This is Ron's point about these committees are advisory. All they do is advise the LSB, which votes on stuff that goes to the PMB.
Okay.
So you do have to include the preamble. You don't have to say each LSB. You could say the WPFW LSB as a standing committee of the Foundation's Board of Directors shall have the following powers, duties, and responsibilities related to WPFW under the direction and supervision of the Foundation's Board of Directors.
Okay.
So you can make it specific to WPFW.
Okay. All right.
That's true for every single committee, not just the finance committee.
Yes.
Okay. I'm proposing that if you add that preamble to the top and then we vote on the entire package, the whole thing will make more sense.
Okay.
I agree.
I agree too. I have no problem with that. I agree. And thank you for that input. And where is that language? Where's that language at?
It's in the Pacifica bylaws under Article 7, Section 3, but it's just the paragraph that's right above.
I know, right where it says each LSB acting.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Except that's the bylaws for the whole foundation. We're only talking about the part that applies to
PFW. Right. Okay.
To PFW.
Okay. Okay. So thank you. That was a good point. Thank you very much.
And, sorry. I'm sorry I lost my patience there.
That's okay. because I lose mine sometimes too, I understand. Okay, so we're going to add this, the premiable that Julie just brought to our attention. And we're going to make it specific. It says each LSB, I'm going to read it to you one more time. It says each LSB acting as a standing committee of the foundation's board of directors shall have the following powers, duties, and responsibility related to its specific station under the direction and supervision of WPFW, Washington, D.C., or whatever we're going to say at that point. Is that acceptable, Julie?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, does anybody have any more questions about that one? Is anybody in anybody in objection to adding that premium before to the beginning of this entire document? Okay. All right. So if there are no objections, then the duties of the LSB Advisory Committee updated has been approved, and we will send out the correct and clean copy of the language to make sure that it's satisfactory to everyone. If anybody sees any problems with it, then we will keep it open so that we can make any amendments that anybody may see that they feel need to be added. And thank you so much, Julie. Okay.
I have a point of order, please.
Okay, what's your point of order?
Well, Mr. Chair, I thought that the group just accepted these the committee duties, so I don't know why you'd say that someone now can object and change them. We have agreed as a group that they are.
Okay, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about when we add this language that we just put in. I just want to make sure that there's, it's what we just agreed upon. So we're going to send
okay,
it out.
I just feel like you sounded like people could object.
No, there's no objection at that point. It's just if they want to critique something that we added, that Dennis and myself and Julie just added. So that's it. Okay. Alrighty. Okay, I believe that's it. And let's see, well, action items summary is that the action items now is just to make sure we give you a clean copy of the now duties of the LSB Advisory Committee as updated as of November the 10th, 2021. And we'll get that out to you sometime, hopefully before this week is out, to make sure. And the other action item, we'll be sending out the email in regards to the point of order that was made earlier at the beginning of the meeting. Let me see, is there anything else that I may have missed? I missed something. But is there any other action items that we missed? Because I'm getting ready to give you another one before we adjourn.
Mr. Chair, quick question.
Yes, sir. Make it quick. I'm glad you said quick question. Go ahead.
The updated version of the committee's duties. Are you going to send that to the new LSB members as well?
Not until I know. I guess we could do that. I mean, is that a proposal on you? From you? Because I'm just saying. I think this should be.
You don't want to scare them away, is that?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying to start putting stuff on them already. I think that this probably could be part of the orientation package that the CSC is working out
That's a fine remedy. That's fine. Thank you very much. A good remedy. Yeah.
Okay. Chair.
Okay, wait a minute. Dennis has his hands up. Go ahead, Dennis.
That was it. That's what I was going to suggest, that we make it part of the orientation.
Oh, okay. Vanessa?
I think this goes back to the point that Kathleen raised. I think it does, if I understood her point correctly. So we, agree on this language, taken from the bylaws, amended just a little bit. And so what occurs when
a committee just operates outside of its boundaries.
Okay.
If a committee is tasked with assisting the PD and the PD says, would you do X for me? And they just don't pay attention to X, then what happens?
Okay, that's when we, all of us are equal members. We call a point of order and address it, you know, to the committee, the chairman. If it's between meetings, we address it to the chairman. And if that doesn't resolve, then we bring it to the LSB.
I've tried. I'll try again. All right. Thank you.
Okay. The thing that we skipped over, I'm sorry, was, new business. Your chairman has been working on a workshop, as part of, the orientation package for the new candidates that will now be seated in January. This workshop is called Guiding Nonprofit Boards to Better Decisions for Shorter and More Productive Meetings with Robert Rules of Order. Now, what's happening is that this workshop is not only for the newcomers, it's for a reiteration of current members so that we'll have a clearer and more layman term type understanding of what Robert Rules are, so that the new members as well as the current members will have a clearer understanding of the Robert Rules in layman terms, so we will be able to have more effective meetings. I think we've been doing good for this year, but I still, I'd like for us to be on a continuous improvement plan. This workshop is going to be conducted. Thank goodness this is an organization that is going to do it for us free. And, I've contacted, I'm trying to make it a Pacifica Network, workshop, but not only, for our LSB and its new members, but for all the LSBs in the Pacifica Network. I've already, I'm waiting for a response now I've contacted the other chairman from the other LSBs, and we're going to get together and have a meeting, probably next Saturday. I believe it's next Saturday, pending all of the responses that I get after all of them respond. But everybody seems to think that it's an exceptional idea. It's something new, something that's never been done before. And they like the idea of all of us, you know, especially chairmen and officers of the LSB and its members would probably need some reiteration and, you know, some easier way to not have to read the whole entire, Robert Rules of Order like I've been trying to do. And our parliamentarian, John Tatum, I've already discussed it with him. He's going to be a part of it as well. If you want to know the name of the people that's doing it, you can go to a website called Jurassic Parliamentarian, and the guy that's going to be doing the workshop and that's going to work with John and John work with him, his name is Ted Wiesgall. I think it's Ted Wiesgall, Wiesgall. If you search his name, you see that he's an author. He's been a parliamentarian, and he's done several books on parliamentarian procedures made easy. He even has one called Parliamentarian Robert Rules of Order for kids and big kids. So they really break it down in layman terms to make it much more easier in understanding than just reading the actual Robert Rules of Order. So I just wanted to run that by you all. It's not as, this is only, in the preliminary stages, but I just like to let you all know what's going on and what's happening. And that's a personal action item for us. We're planning to have this workshop on January the 8th is the target date right now, January the 8th. And we're going to invite all of the new members as well as the old members, and all of the LSBs from all the five radio stations. So I just wanted you all to be aware of that action item. Are there any questions or concerns that you all have with that?
Yeah, I guess I should speak.
Okay, Mr. Blanton, go ahead.
I was trying not to.
Go ahead.
It seems like we're engaged in assessment, redirection, and planning post-pandemic without admitting that we are. You know, we're having orientations, new definition of our committees, and we're having a lot of new members. I guess I want us to be conscious of that, if this is the way we want to stumble bumble our way into the future. I really want to be careful about asking for a strategic planning process with this group, because there's a lot of energy here, and I don't want to waste it.
Okay.
But if you look at the elements that we've been discussing tonight, most organizations admit that they took a hit in 2020. And most organizations realize that post-2020, there's a new society out here, and we're entering a new one. And most of us of the same age have time to reflect on what we went through this in the 70s, you know, and we want to do it differently this time. But right now, this organization, this LSB, is kind of just rumbling its way into it. I'm not sure that's a good thing.
Okay. Okay, well, let me say this. You're absolutely correct, and I totally agree with you. And all this is about, you're right. It's new times, two new times, new things, new changes, things that we're not used to. So, hey, we're just trying something different, and what we've been trying so far this year has been a great improvement. So, you know, change, you never know what's going to happen with change. I don't, just like you're saying, it could be you're not sure about it. With anything that comes with change, there's a lot of uncertainty. But you never know until you step out there and try something different than what we were trying before. And we're in what you call a paradigm shift. So we're just shifting. Of course, it's going to be some uncertainties and some uneasiness. But hey, it's change. That's life in the big city. And I just, like I said, and what you're saying is absolutely right, except for the part about being in denial. I ain't in denial. I'm just telling you, yeah, I agree with you totally. I'm not denying that there's a lot of uncertainties, but I'm willing to try and try to be optimistic about these changes that this new world that we're living in. And we got to adjust to the new world. Can't stay in the old, do things the old way or the way we were doing it before. And I used to have a philosophy saying just because somebody was doing something this way for a long time doesn't mean it's right for what's happening now. So we just have to be optimistic. You're right. Everything you said is 100% correct. And you got, everybody's got some insurances, including me. I'm just probably a little bit more optimistic than the rest of you, but I'm not, denial I am not. I'm worried and not worried. I'm just concerned about the uncertainties of these things. But I'm willing to take the chance because I want to move forward and not be stagnant or stay backwards. And I hope that the board, these new members of the board, are bringing something new and fresh to the board as well. Okay.
Ron gets that.
Okay. Well, I got Kathleen and then Martha and then Marcia and then Ron. Okay, and that would be it. Okay, Kathleen, you have the floor.
Yes, two quick things. I appreciate very much what Thomas just said, and I would just add to that WPFW has risen to the occasion. We've all spoken about this and performed incredibly well, fabulously, despite the challenges of the pandemic. So I think that's something to incredibly appreciate and going forward. The second thing I would say is I would love for us to work on gender neutral words like chair instead of chairman. It's very easy just to say chair. So I hope as we're going forward, we'll pay attention to that. Thank you.
Okay. And thank you for that too, because I'm trying to break the habit too. I try to say chairpersons now instead of chairman or, even just chair. I try to say chairperson because I don't know if you all are aware of it, but the chairman in the Pacifica Network, the chairpersons, the chairpersons in the Pacifica Network are 3-2 as far as women is concerned. There are 3 women that are chairpersons and only 2 men. So that's gender. We can't call the women chairmen. But I mean, we just slipped and said it because we're so used to being in this.
We all agree on this, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Okay. Next, Martha.
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to Vanessa's statement about we're not helping Katia evaluate the program. Vanessa, if you look at your August 5th email was sent, we sent an email with an evaluation template for evaluating programmers. So if you could check your email for that, that was sent to all the program committee members.
It's news to me. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Marcia, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. I so appreciate what Thomas's contribution tonight. And I wanted to say, I didn't think that he was, and please, correct me if I'm wrong, Thomas, but I didn't think that he was arguing for us to remain stagnant, but I thought he was really trying to point us in the direction of perhaps organizing a strategic planning, session. So that instead of, instead of a piecemeal approach of looking at one issue and then trying to evaluate that we look at a series or look at sort of an organic whole of what we're trying to do, find the commonalities in what we're doing and then move forward as opposed to sort of, looking at these issues in a very segmented way. And if that's the case, I think it would be a very interesting idea for us to have maybe a session, 2-hour session, where we look into the future in a very strategic planning perspective and try to figure out exactly, in a very intentional way, how we're moving forward for the next 1 year or so. So that's okay. And then on the issue of language, I know people spend a lot of time talking about gender specific language changes, but I'd like to also see racial issues in terms of language as well. I mean, I think there's been a lot of emphasis on gender-based language decoding, but not as much in terms of racial decoding. And we use a lot of language, which quite frankly is very racist. No one ever calls people out on that. So I think if we're going to start looking at language, we need to look at both gender as well as racial language that harms people, or various populations.
Okay, thank you very much, Marcia. See, y'all bringing up some very good issues, but we still need to get ourselves together first before we start addressing these other issues. But I agree with all of what you all said, and I thank you for clearing up what Thomas was talking about too. That you brought a little bit more clarity to that. Thank you very much, Marcia. Okay, Ron Pinchback, that's the last one. He's last.
No, this will be brief. The idea of the retreat for the Pacifica LSBs, I shouldn't say, I don't want to call it a retreat, but the session, the parliamentary session. Being on the PMB, we understand the value. We've seen the value of having meetings run well, okay? Because it doesn't always happen, and it's not easy. And so, with a lot of new board members coming on, and PFW is in a leadership position, okay? The PFW is in a leadership position right now throughout the network. And if we can organize, these other or help organize these other LSBs to have, you know, more effective meetings as well as our own, then that helps us in the long term, because, you know, one of the dysfunctions about their revenue stream is because their LSBs are not involved. They're too busy fighting with each other and not focusing on, those things that survive the station. So, I applaud, your efforts there, Mr. Chair, to bring those other LSB members in. I'm talking about those from the other networks, from the other stations, who may want to participate in this, because there is some value there. We've seen it, we've seen the good of it. And I'm telling you, from the PNP perspective, we've seen the bad of it. You know, meetings run badly. So, thank you for your efforts, and I hope that the other LSB chairs respond quickly. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. I hope so. I just sent it out to them today, and I think I've gotten one response, but I'm conducting a meeting there, so I ain't read any of the responses yet. But it seems as though from the people that I've talked to about it already seem like they're very well. I know one of the LSB chairs has already said that he was interested in it, and that was, what's his name, Michael from I get them stations mixed up, but I think he's from the one of the California stations. Michael Novick. Thank you so much. See that, guys.
Yeah.
That's what I need backup for my members. Thank you, Lou. Yes. Okay. Yes. He's very, interested already. So I'm just waiting to hear from the three ladies now. I'm on standby for them. Yeah. Yeah. So that's, and then, hey, we'll roll from there, and I will keep you all abreast, by way of email and at the next meeting, where we are with that. Okay, if there are any more questions or comments, we can adjourn this meeting now. Are there any more questions or comments? Okay, well, the meeting is adjourned.
Sorry, I was trying to get my unmute off. Can I?
Yeah, go ahead, Marsha, make it quick because we're trying to adjourn.
One second. I just wanted everyone to know, because everyone was so supportive around the Kwame Nkrumah situation, that unfortunately the grand jury decided not to charge the officers who killed Kwame Nkrumah. And I just wanted everyone to know that, because it's obviously unfortunate, but not, you know, unexpected, quite frankly. So the fight continues, and just because the grand jury made a decision, it doesn't mean that the people have to accept that. And so we will continue to fight for Kwame Nkrumah and his family. But I did want to thank everyone so much for all of your support and for your commitment to fighting for justice for this family.
Right. And we're going to continue to support them. We got some more stuff coming up regarding this. And I don't know if you know about the latest, but Melody, Miss Cooper, the mother of Kwame Nkrumah, for those of you who don't know, she has sent a letter to the president and waiting for a response from Biden. Now she just sent it to him day before yesterday. So I don't know if you was aware of that, Marcia.
No, I'm very happy. She's a fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not.
I actually have the letter if you want me to send it to you.
I'd love that. Thank you.
Okay. I'll forward it to you after the meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. With that, thank you all for your time and your patience. It's now, 9:30 on the dot. And I appreciate your time, and y'all have a blessed week, and I'll talk to you all through email and at the next meeting.
Thank you.
All right.
Now adjourned.
Good night. I say.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.